комик идет. Тфило. Шлой Малковец, Бешира Раб Шлой Малковец. Бои Бешолой Матерец Вало, Гамберино Вцахоло. Пехамуни Амскуло, Бои Хало, Бои Хало. And I'm meaning from Klal Yisrael to say a third time, Bari Chala. What is the Bari B'Shalim? To who are we saying Bari B'Shalim? There's a Sefer in Yonash Al Yom from the Yungaman and it's Yisrael. It's probably not the first one to ask the Shaila, but that's where I saw the Shaila. Yungaman says in Masech Tez Barachit, that's Amach Dalet, Amach Dalet, Omer Abovim. הנפטה מחבר על יום אלוהי לך בשולם אלך לשולם שישראל שאום אלוהי למש אלך לשולם עולה והצליח דובד שאום אלוהי להפשולם לך בשולם הולך וניטלה. So you see that the right way is to say is לך לשולם הנפטה מנמס על יום אלוהי לך לשולם ולך בשולם שנאמה ועתו טובל וסחו בשולם. So you see clear that the חלק of saying לשולם and saying בשולם. You say to a person, Lech Lisholem and Lech Bisholem. To a mess, you say, Lech Bisholem. Why is that? And in Yankiv, it says that Olam Haba is the Olam HaGmul. Hayoim Nasoisom, Umacha Lekabal Scharam. If that's why, when a person is Niftim in a mess, you shouldn't tell him Lech Lisholem. Because Lech Lisholem means you should go be Masik Yosholem. And Lech Bisholem means come with your shlemus that you were yagay with in your life. And that's why Anifta Menachai is Rakert. He has to be Moisif on the shlemus. So if he has to be Moisif on the shlemus, he said Lech Bisholem. Those are the words for the Yankiv. So he asks, why do we say Boi Bisholem? Truthfully, the Kasha is not such a good Kasha, because we find even in Gemara that it says Boi Bisholem. And those who are learn Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah in Perek Beis. Omed Rabbi Gamaliel v'noska Arosha Omed Boi B'Sholem Rabbi v'Talmidi. The Tfes Yisrael over there says there's a difference between Leich and Boi. So if there's a difference between Leich and Boi, the question doesn't start why it says Boi B'Sholem, because whenever it says Boi, it says B'Sholem. But maybe we can say a different word based on the Hezber that says in a Yankiv that when we say to a mess, we say Lech Bisholem means with that shleimus that you are meyageya in yimei on this world, with that shleimus you should go to where you go. It could be that this pizmin of Boi Bisholem, which are now going to be Mekabel Shabbos, as it says in many Mefarshim, that Boi Bisholem goes on the inyan that we're going to be Mekabel and Neshama Yaseira, and that's the inyan why we say it with a nigun. And why we say it with such simcha is because now we're going to be mekabel the neshama yaseira. And Seder Ayoim, the Sefer Kadman from Rabbeinu Mochir, called Seder Ayoim, he writes, Tzarech loyma arvis benigun v'kol zimra l'simchas hakala habo aleinu nefesh yaseira. That's why we have to do it b'simcha. The same says in the Knesset Sagdoila that the inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos has to be with simcha yaseira to be mekabel the nefesh yaseira. So if now we're going to be Mekabel Shabbos, Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, as we know that that's the time of Mekabel the Nefesh Yisera of Shabbos, so we say, we go about B'Simcha, that's the B'Simcha, that's the Verino, B'Tza'ala, B'Yichala, B'Yichala, who's the B'Yichala that we're talking to? We're talking to the Neshama Agdoisha, to the Shabbos Malka, to the Neshama Yisera, to the Neshama Yisera, we're saying B'Yichala, so we're saying B'Yichala to the Neshama Yisera. Where does the person get his Neshama Yisera from? From where does he get the Kerech of Neshama Yisera? He gets his Neshama Yisera from what he works in the weekdays. So just like a person that goes to Olam Haba, you tell him not Lisholim, you tell him Bisholim with the Shleimus that you are Goyna in this world. A person comes into Shabbos, the Heiliges HaSemes says that the tshuva that you do when it comes Shabbos has to be the same tshuva like you're being Mistalik from the world. Because that's exactly what Shabbos is. You're going into a different world. You're elevating yourself into the world of Shabbos. And just like a mess, when he goes into the world of Olam Haba, you tell him, Lech Bisholem, go with your Sholem, that you are kind on this world. So too, we say, Boi You know where I get it in the Neshama Yisera. You know where I'm coming to get that kala that I was waiting for a whole week. You know where I'm going to be mezavik myself and hake a zivik with the Heilige Shabbos that comes bishalom with that shleimus that you did in the Yemei HaMaisa. With that shleimus, with that aveda that you did in the Yemei HaMaisa. With that shleimus, yezoicha, to be able to come and bring the nekuda from Shabbos Kedish. So maybe that's why it says boy bishalom and not boy lishalom, which gives us a certain achiza in understanding this whole pizman. We say boy bishalom ateres bala gamberino betzahola teich emune amzgula. What is the taich in the words teich emune amzgula? It could be that that's all we have to do tonight is understand what the words boy amzgula is. Rabbi Elie Weintraub in a sefer on Shabbos, Rosa de Shabbos, the sefer that they put together from his Shmuzen on Shabbos, talks many nekudas in Teich Emune Amzgula. But maybe we can understand what Teich Emune Amzgula first in the most simple terms of what he says. How does a person mekabel the Shabbos? What is the koyach that a person comes to Shabbos? You know what a person comes to Shabbos with that he has in the weekdays. The lilies of the week, the six nights of the week, which the six nights of the week, there is lila, there is darkness in the world. There is lila, there is darkness in the world. The darkness that there is in the world, how does a person go through the darkness of lila? The only way a person goes through the darkness of lila is with the koyach of emunah. We once said that the lila is the gematria of bitachin. Because the only way a person can go through the darkness of the world and the darkness of the night, which is meramis to golus and is meramis to the zman of taruves, as the Sasama says, erev means the taruves of tevera. How does the person go through it? Only with emunah and bitachin. And that's why laila is the gematria of bitachin, because you have to have emunah and bitachin in order to go through it. And that's the only way that a person comes through the laila. But a person that goes through the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa, and he goes through the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa with the koyach of Emunah, through every Laila he lives through, and he has Emunoscha Balelois, he has the Emunah in the night. As we know, we say Emes Ve'emunah Arves, because it says Emunoscha Balelois, the Avodah of Laila is Emunah, and through that Emunah that a person has in the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa, that's how a person has the ability to be goyver on the Nisyonis, and that's how the person has the ability to be mekabel the Shabbos. That's where he's mekabel the Shabbos. So that's Toich Emune Amzgula. Boi b'shalom ateres bala gam berino b'tzahala. How Toich Emune Amzgula? Through that binyan that you abode yourself, through that you built yourself in the Yemei HaMaisa, and you built yourself in the nights of the Yemei HaMaisa. With Emuna, that's how you zoicha to Shabbos. Before we go even deeper into the words that he's going to teach us, just this in the Gedank alone, we can put the two together. Boi bishalim. How do you come with what shleimus do you come? You come to Shabbos with the shleimus of Yemei HaMaisa. Ateres baila, you want to be medabik yourself to that ataras, the atara, to be miyached yourself with Shabbos, as we will learn in Yeretz Hashem what ateres baila means, without touching the nyanim of Kabbalah that lie in it. But how toich emune amzgula? So through the koyach of emuna, through the koyach of emuna that we had in the nights of the week. So that is our koyach of aveda. We will say a remez on it. That means that every night emunoscha balelois, six nights of the week, I have to live with emuna, and through those six nights of the week, I'm zeicha to Shabbos. Shabbos is called a bris. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ke'eved neman k'roseloi. Lil Tiferes, it says v'chein kosev b'seiresecha v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Zog Rav Chaim Soloveitchik zecher tzadik levracha. I think it's brought in Oitzah Tfilis this pshat that what's the v'chein kosev b'seiresecha. Shabbos is called a bris because of two reasons. One is v'chosev v'hem shmir ha-Shabbos, and the seres ha-dibris are called a bris. And secondly, in v'shamru it says that it's a bris. So Shabbos is a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the biggest thing that a person has Shabbos. He goes into a bris with the Eibishter. Nisuin is called a bris nisuin. A person gets married, he's going into a bris. A bris between an ish and isha, two chatzoyim. person is kaviyochel a plag guva. When he gets married, he becomes a ish sholem. He becomes a whole person. The avoda of Shabbos is to become a bris kaviyochel with the Eibishter. This is Yisrael Yeh Ben Zugoch. A whole week we're a pchina of a plag guva. The whole week we're a pchina, we don't have the shleimus. It comes Shabbos, Peiris, Sukkah, Sholem, Aleinu. We get to the Shleimus, we become a Sholem. How do we become a Sholem? We enter a Bris with the Eibishter. So the two halves, Kaviyachol, that's a Bris. A Bris is two halves, as it says in Balatanya and Lekutei Torah, that every time you make a Bris in the Torah, we took an animal and cut it in half, and we walked past the two halves. What's the Indian that a Bris comes with an animal in two halves? Because when you put together two halves, you're putting together a whole thing. That's the Taich of Bris, that you have two halves that come from one whole, and you're entering in a Bris and connecting them back together. Shabbos is called a Bris, because we have a koyach to be mechaber ourselves to the Eibish, the Shabbos. Boi b'sholoim ateres b'aylo. How? Through the koyach of Emunah, the six nights. Six times Emunah. Emunah is begematria 102. Six times 102 is 612 begematria Bris. How does a person enter the Bris of Shabbos? How does the person go boi chalo, boi chalo? He wants to make a skashrus kaviyochol mitikalo, kaviyochol and skashrus that there is on Shabbos, a bris nesuin there is on Shabbos. Where do I enter that bris nesuin? With what koyach do I enter the bris nesuin? Only through the emunah of sheishes yimei ha-maisa. Only through the koyach of the emunah, that's how I enter that bris of Shabbos. So now we understand where a person prepares himself to Shabbos. A person prepares himself to Shabbos with the koyach of emunah that he has in the laila of the week, the koyach, the bitochen that he has in the laila of the week. That's how a person is zoicha to Shabbos. We once said over from Rav Mendel Shklover, a Talmud of the Heilige Vilna Goyin, emunah and bitochen together are begematria gan Eden. If a person wants to be zoicha to enter the Shabbos into the oineg of Shabbos, oineg is Rosh Tevis, Eden, Nohar, Gan. He wants to enter that Eden Nohar Gan. He wants to enter Shabbos into the Gan Eden of Shabbos, the Nerdic place where he's mechaber himself to the Remeni Shalom to enter the Gan Eden of Shabbos. The only way is through Emun and Bitochen. And through that Emun and Bitochen that a person has in the 6 days of the week, and he has every night the Laila, he's Zoicha to Emunah and he's Zoicha to Bitochen, that's how he's Zoicha to the Gan Eden in Shabbos, that's how he's Zoicha to the Bris in Shabbos. That is the koyach that he has to be able to elevate himself on Shabbos to that neuridike darga that a person is zeicha to enter on the Heilige Shabbos. To understand now, we will go further in a greater depth in understanding what it means Teich Emune Am Zgulo. But first I want to say another pshat in Boi Bisholim, what it means, who I'm telling Boi to. The Heilige Tfer Shloime in Parashas Chayesara tells us in Neure de Kipshat in Boi Bisholoim, Dvorim Nifloim, and we'll see two places, once in Chayesara and once in Parashas Mitzera. First of all, we know that the minig in Klal Yisrael is to turn around to Meirev Bishas when we say Boi Bisholoim. There are a lot of reasons why we turn around to Meirev. Let us see what the Heilige Tfer Shloime teaches us. Why we turn around to Meirev on Shabbos? Zogt de Tver Shloima in Parshas Chayesara de Bramaschol Vayavrech Agmalim Mechutz Leir Leis Erev Leis Tseis Ashoyaveis. Zogt de, you know what happens on Shabbos? Shabbos, the Neshomes that are Nidochim a whole week have an Aliyah. Shabbos, those Neshomes that are on the outside, the Neshomes that are Nidoch, Shabbos, we take those Neshomes and we amala those neshames. L'chein aminig lapach l'tzad mayrev b'shoshoimrim boi b'sholim. To who are we saying boi b'sholim? He tells us a neyre de kipshat what we're saying boi b'sholim. We're going to be mala those neshames that were nidach through the week. Avada, that's not the avoda from us posha to mention. Avada, this avoda has an avoda for tzadikim, but it means that every single person has a koyach at least his chelik haneshama. That doesn't say in Tver Shloima, but we have to apply the Tver Shloima to our madrega. Avada tzadikim have a koyach to be able to take other neshamas and bring other neshamas back b'koyach haShabbos. That's for big tzaddikim. For the Amech Kulam tzaddikim. For us, Kleine Menschelech, who have a madreg of tzaddik, at least a negi in the midst of tzaddik. Mitzvah of Amech Kulam tzaddikim. We have in the koyach to bring back that nidoch. That koyach, that's nidoch. And we go towards Mairev, which is the koyach, those that are on the outside. And we're able to take those, that part of that nidoch, and we mala it. And that happens by Boi B'Sholem. Boi B'Sholem, we take the koyach that's nidoch in ourselves, the koyach haneshama, that's comes nidochim. We say every day in Shmene Esra, T'kaa B'Shoif HaGodol L'Chei Yoseinu V'Soneis, the Kabbit Goli Seinu. What does it mean in the Kaa B'Shoif? We know from the Arizal, and that Kabbashoifa we are talking the Kabbat, which what are we looking to be Mikabit? Which Nidochim, the Khailik and the Shamas that become Nidoch from the person himself, and we want all those Khaikhish and Nefesh to become back. The Shatman Yid says, Bay Vishalim, you know where your Simcha comes from? Because you're getting back Khaikhish and the Shama that were lost, you're getting back Khaikhish and Guf that were lost. Things that you lost to the Chitzenium, then Bishas when Skum the Shabbos and Kulan Arkan Misabrimine, all the Ra goes away, you have an ability to take back and chap trick those neshames that were nidoch. That's why we turn around to Mairev with such a nerd, the Kisimcha. A person finds a Mitziah that's lost from him, that he didn't have, and he gets back that Mitziah that he never thought that he'll get it back. You know what kind of Simcha envelops a person? That's the Simcha of Kabbalah Shabbos. By Boi V'Shalom, when we turn to Mairev, and we get back Koiches HaNefesh, not only the Neshama Yisera, and we get back that Neshama that was lost during the week, that's the Boi V'Shalom at Teres Bala. Back to where we're up to, in the Toich Emunei Am Zgulo, to realize why this Nekuda of Boi V'Shalom to be Mekabel the Shabbos is Davke Tolin, the Nekuda of Emuna. Davke Tolin, the Nekuda of Emuna. We will say over one piece of Rabbi Yisrael Elie Weintraub, a vessel to understand what the Nekuda is, to be able to go into the Olam of Shabbos, to be able to have a kesher to the Olam of Shabbos, why we need to have Davka, the Koyach of Emuna, and without the Koyach of Emuna, we wouldn't be able to enter the world of Shabbos. He explains, Shabbos is Be'etzem Anachla Belim Mitzorim. Shabbos is a nachla v'li mitzorim, v'chalticha a nachla siyake v'vicha. That's the nachla v'li mitzorim. That's the koyach of Shabbos, the nachla v'li mitzorim. How does a person get to something that has no gvulim? How does a person get to something that has no gvulim? Something that has no gvulim is no shaykhis to us. We live in an oilam ha-gvul. We live in an oilam that's mugbol. And we have to have a shaychus to a Shabbos that's nachla b'limitzarim. We can go into a Shabbos that doesn't have a gvul. That sounds very hard for us to comprehend. How is it possible that go from a mokim of gvul and go into a mokim that's lemaila migvul? The teretz is, emuna has no gvulim. Emuna is something that also has no gvulim. Emuna could be chaybik all the olamis. There's no such thing in Ria, in Chush, in Metzias, there's gvulim. In Amuna, there's no gvulim. Amuna is l'mayla min ha-gvul. So in order that a person should have a shaykhis to the Shabbos Kedish, which Shabbos is l'mayla mi-gvul, Shabbos is l'machla b'limitzarim, that's the only way to have that koyach in Shabbos, to have a tvisa in that Shabbos, is only with the koyach of something that's b'li gvul. And memela, that's the koyach of the binyan of Amuna from the weekdays. Because the Amuna, his emuna was b'li mitzorim. His emuna was out any meitar. He believed in all the nesiyonis of Olam Hazeh and in all of the akhosha of the Eibishter of Olam Hazeh. He believed that the Eibishter was osa v'osa v'yasa l'chol ha'maisim. And memela, that's something that's not b'chush in this world. That's something that's l'mayla of the world. He goes out of the world with that emuna. He goes l'mayla from the world with that emuna. That's how he comes to the nachla b'li mitzorim of the Heilige Shabbos. What is the taich toich emunei am segula? What is the taich that we are called an am segula? What is the taich of the word segula? Segula is taich something that has no pshat. Segula is something that's only a segula. It's a segula. There's no reason for it. It's a segula. It's a segel. I didn't mean to say segel on shuldix. It's a segula. A segula is taich something that doesn't have a tam. Azay is this. Klal Yisrael is called an Am Segula only because of the Koyach of Emuna. The Koyach of Emuna is the Koyach of becoming an Am Segula. And that's the Koyach Emunei Am Segula. That's why we're called Emune Am Sgula, because the Koyach of Sgula, that Koyach of Sgula is the Koyach of Emuna, which is Be'etzem, not a Zach that's understood. It's a Zach that's Lamailo Misechel, Lamailo Mitviso. That's the Nekuda of Emuna. To learn a different Pshat in Toich Emune Am Sgula, we know that a Segel has an Itzri Nekudais. A Segel has an Itzri Nekudais. And the reason why a Segel has an Itzri Nekudais is because a segel is meira on the kesher of Klal Yisrael with the Eibishter and the kesher of the Klal Yisrael with Torah. We know it says in Zohar HaKadosh that Kutshibrichu v'eraisa v'Yisrael kulo chad. It doesn't say exactly that lashon, but that's the lashon that Svarim HaKadoshim bring. It's based on a lashon Azoya that the Yisriya are kulo chad, and it says in Svarim that that's the nekuda of a segel. A segel is meira. A segel is two dots from above and one dot on bottom. Why? We are the dot on bottom, and we're mekasher ourselves with the Torah and the Eibishter. We're mekasher ourselves lemailo. Through the Torah, we're mekasher ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So segel is meira on the meiridik kesher that Klal Yisrael had with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why they're called Am Segula. That's why they're called Am Segula. We know that the Arizal writes in the Zmiris of Leil Shabbos, Bevovin Tiskatar. Bevovin Tiskatar. Why Bevovin Tiskatar? What does the Arizal want that Bevovin Tiskatar? Zakrab David Leleva, and the most beautiful verse, Zakrab David Leleva. Ois Vov has three ways to write a Vov. Vov Vov, Vov Alevov, Vov Yudvov. Vov Vov is 12. Vav Alevav is 13, Vav Yudvav is 22. Vav Yudvav is Chav Beis, goes on the Chav Beis Oisiyas HaTorah. Vav Alevav is 13, goes on the Eibishter, that is Echad. Vav Vav is 12, goes on the 12 Shvatim. It's Bevavin Tiskatar. With the Vavin, we are Tiskatar, we are Mekasha self to the Eibishter. The Ois Vav is Meira on our Kesher to the Eibishter. That Kesher comes out on Shabbos. Just to show you that Menhoge Yisrael are not Vilde Menhogim. What's the meaning that we eat Lokshim Friday night? So you tell me, because that's what your mother made for you. It's Ken Zayn of Alzingata Mekir. If you know the Teva of Lokshim is that one Loksh goes and is Mechaber itself to the next, because it's Klebedik. Well, Lokshim is the Tzura of Avov. The reason why you eat Lokshim, look at Abdavid Leleva, to Meram Zayn the Avov and Tiskata. As I said from Abu Dhabi, Leleva, does the side from eating Lokshan Friday night, has atonement, Bevov and Tiskata, that the Vovs are Machabe themselves, one to another. Adova Nifla, just to see the beauty of Klal Yisrael, was licked in the Menhagim of Klal Yisrael. Of Akoponim, Klal Yisrael is Mekasha themselves to the Eivishter and to the Torah Gidosh, with a Nerd, the Kikesher and Shabbos. And that's why they're called Am Segula in Shabbos. That's the reason they're called Am Segula, for this reason. We're not going to go right now into more. We'll go right now just to learn one more nekuda in this tefillah, and that is Hashem, the Eibishter Gevim Koyach. We will next week try to finish it. At the end we say Bayichala, Bayichala, and others say three times Bayichala, the third time Balachash, but Bayichala, Bayichala, Bayichala. Zok the Heilige Vilna Goyin in Agodes Hashas in Mesechtes Baba Kama. Daf Lamed Beis. Gemara says, "Boi v'neitze l'kras malkes aboi chala." The Gemara says this lashon going out to Shabbos malkes aboi chala. Why do we say two times boi chala? Zok the Heilige Goyin. That the reason why we say boi chala, after all the ariches that he says, Rabbi Yanai Oma boi chala, because there are two dargis of achdus. It says ki l'Hashem amalucha. And it says, Vahoysa Lashem Amalucha. Meaning there's one Lashain in the present, Ki Lashem Amalucha, and one Lashain is in the Osid, Vahoysa Lashem Amalucha. That means there's two Isgalusin of Malchus of the Eibishter. There's an Igilui of Malchus in the Eibishter, in the Hester of Eilam Hazeh. In that world that we are in this Hester of Eilam Hazeh, there's an Inyan of Isgalus of Malchus of the Eibishter, but there is an Isgalus and the Malchus and the Eibishter that will be La'osid. La'osid will be a Nerdic Gilui of the Eibishter's Malchus. There will be a Gilui that is now. So there's two Dargis of the Heilige Goyin. There's Kil Hashem Amalucha now, and there's Vahoy Sol Hashem Amalucha. And that's why he said, Bayichala, Bayichala, connected both of them. Boyi beis aleph yud is begematria echad. Boyi chala two echad. One echad is the present achdus abayre. The present achdus abayre, that's kid Hashem amelucha. We're going to be mekabel now Shabbos malchusa. We're going to be mekabel the malchus of Shabbos in the beginning of malchus zok the heilige goyin. There are two beginnings of echad. There's a beginning of echad of kid Hashem amelucha. And there's a b'china of echad of b'yoyim ahi yiyah Hashem echad ishmoy echad, and through the two echad becomes this galus of Shem Havaya, because two times echad is 26. It's Havaya, thus is boyi chala, boyi chala. One boyi is one echad, the other boyi is another echad, and that's the boyi chala, boyi chala. As I state in Heilige Goyin, a dover nifla. That means we have to realize what lies in this goyin. I'm not saying over the goyin just to say things that are abstract. We have to take it down to our world, to our olam ha'maisa. That means to say, v'hoysa l'Hashem ha'melucha is la'osid. Shabbos is me'en la'osid. We have a kesha to the v'hoysa l'Hashem ha'melucha. Thus licked in the goyin. The goyin is not telling us some ha'icha diburim. He's telling us to have an asaga in the onion of Shabbos. Shabbos is boi chala. One, the malchus, that's meramis in kala, Shabbos malchusa, that's meramis in the present day malchus, that Shabbos, you have a greater asaga in the present day malchus, but not only in that asaga of malchus you have even an asaga of the malchus of la'osid, you have an asaga of the malchus of la'osid, just as in the kudah of boi chala, zok the heilige goyin vaita, boi chala, boi chala, Boyi Chala is Begematria Chaim. Boyi is 13. Kala is 55. 55 and 13 is 68. Is Begematria Chaim. So when I say Boyi Chala, it's Ke'ilu, I'm saying Chaim, Chaim. What's licked in the verse of Goyin that Boyi Chala means Chaim, Chaim. What Chaim is we talking about? He doesn't tell us. He tells us Chaim, Nishmas, Chaim. What does he want with these two chayims that are here in the Bayi Chala? Just to have a shtikl tfisa in the gilui of the Heilige Goyin, that Bayi Chala is Vigimatri a chayim, and Bayi Chala means two times chayim, we will say on the following way. We know that Leila Seder, we say B'damayich Chayi, B'damayich Chayi, also two times chayim. What's over there? The two times chayim that there are. We know that it says in Svarim HaGedoshim that the two Chaims that are there, that a person has two Bechinas of Chaim. One Bechina of Chaim itself, the Neshama HaGedoshah, one Bechina of Chaim itself, the Guf. The Eivishter gave him two Brises. The Eivishter gave him a Koyach of Bris Haloshein, which is the Chiyus that he could have itself, the Neshama HaGedoshah. Vahiyo Adam LeNefesh Chaya LeRuach Mamalala. That's the Koyach HaDibur that brings out the Koyach HaNesham HaGedoshah. Skum Shabbos is with Daber Dover. The Koyach HaDibur is a completely different Koyach HaDibur. That's the Chaim that a person is Zoycha to Shabbos. And a person is Zoycha to his Chachos of Bris Mila Shabbos, which is the second Chaim. B'damayi Chayi, every Shabbos we are Zoycha to two Chaim. And that's what we say when we say Boyi Chala, Boyi Chala. We talk about the two chayims that Yid is Zoycha Shabbos. Shabbos, the Nishmas Chayim. The Nishmas Chayim that is in a person brings out its chayims and the Shoma Yisera. And not only the Nishmas Chayim come out, but the Guf itself is Zoycha to a chayim. The Guf itself is Zoycha to an Ur, the Kikoyach HaChayim. That's the Koyach HaChayim that the Guf has. The Kedusha that the Guf is Zoycha to Shabbos. And the Koyach that Yid has on Shabbos to be Goyver on the Taibis HaGuf. And to do things b'kedusha v'tahara, and that's the bayichala, bayichala. If we say two times bayichala, the way the goyin is mazur the bayichala. So we touched a little bit on this charuz. We are going to make a sikkum of everything that we said, because we said a lot of inyonim. Bayi b'shalim, we spoke bayi b'shalim, two nekudas in bayi b'shalim. Besides the poshet b'shat that by bayi you could say b'shalim. We said you could come with the shleimus of the Yemei HaMaisa. One pshat. We said over a Tver Shleima in Pashat Chayisara and Metzera that you bring the Neshames Nidochem. We said it doesn't mean the Neshames Nidochem because that's Avedis HaTzadikim. One can bring back his Nidochem. his nidochim, mekabitz nitche ama Yisrael, the nitche ama Yisrael from every single person, he can be mekabitz on Shabbos. That teres bailo we didn't touch this week, we'll leave it for next week. Toich emune am zgula, we spoke about the koyach of emuna and of laila, that builds the koyach of the Gan Eden of Shabbos, and it builds the bris of Shabbos, and it builds the koyach that a yid is able to elevate himself on Shabbos through the emuna of Yishesh Yisimei HaMaisa. Emuna is the nachla b'limitzarem, it gives him a tfisa on the nachla b'limitzarem. We spoke that zgula has to do with emuna, we spoke that zgula has to do with the chibur that we have with the Eivishter on Shabbos. Bayechala, we touched a little bit on the Heilige Goyin, what the two bayis are, and what the two bayechalas are, and the Eivishter should help, we should have an asaga in the words that we say, and the Ezes Hashem next week we'll make a siyim on the Lechadaydi, and the Rebbeinu should help that we should be able to go Lechadaydi Lekraskala to Shabbos Nekavlo to be Mekavlo the Shabbos Shalaosid and be as Hagoyel B'Mehera.
Amen.